טוב רבותיי,
בוקר טוב. We are up to safe bit in the tool, סימן קופי דלת. So real quick, there's a lot going on over here. Now, if you think about it for a second, there's a lot of twists and turns in these mefarshim. The tour and the Shulchan Aruch are very vague. They leave it on purpose very vague. I'll soon tell you why, but the other mefarshim, today's going to be a big acharonim day, kadmona acharonim, but there's a very big discussion how to understand. So the tour brings down something that we saw, that the last gemara that we saw in Lamed Aleph Amud Bet was about Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna. So says the tour as follows. Katav Rashba, makom sheisen noagim shem kula biyayin shel ovdei gilulim, afilo hashechar asur. In a place, now, what does it mean noagim nak, noagim kula? People at first glance, oh, יש להם מנהג לה, מה זה מנהג להקל? יין נסך מנהג להקל? מה זה מנהג להקל? אלא הכוונה, what does it mean? That what they're מזלזלים, they don't care too much about יין נסך. Oh, the beer, even their beer is אסור. Now, the Bet Yosef is going to bring this from Rashba, it's minadin, it's a chumra, בסדר. Let's leave that for a second. Whose beer is אסור? Whose beer? In what situation? That is going to be subject to tremendous machlokot among the poskim. כתב בית יוסף, yeah? Let's see the בית יוסף. רואי, תקרא. תקרא.
זה הרשב"א, מקום שישראל נוהגים שם
So you see, even in Rashi on the Gemara, it doesn't go into great detail about what's going on up here. Yeah, what does the Rashba say? Correct. So what do you see? The Rashba over there is in the Aruch, he's going kind of back and forth. It's a Chumra. Tov Nizahir, okay? But in the Katzar, what did he say?
Torah Tabayit Ha'aroh.
Adkan bit Torah Tabayit Ha'aroh.
Katzar, Satam Le'esor, Moshkata Rabbeinu
Mishmo. Besedin. What's interesting is that the Bach is actually going to bring down, none of the Amudei Hora'ah bring down this din. Not the Rif, not the Rambam, not the Rosh, nobody brings it down. Now, although yes, the Tur and the Bet Yosef, by the way, this is classic Bet Yosef, that when the Rif, Rosh, and Rashba, the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam don't refer to a specific deen, they look for the Rashba, they look for the Ramban, they look for the Ram. So they did adopt this deen from the Rashba. Now, the Prisha brings his Rebbe, the Maharshal, Rabbeinu Shlomo Luria, the Yam Shel Shlomo, first cousin of Ari HaKadosh. He's the first cousin once removed. Anyway.
So Ari HaKadosh also Shlomo Luria.
Yes. So I think they were maybe once removed. Yeah. So Aval Mikol Makom, over here, his father passed away when he was very young. His mother raised him. So yeah, his mother was Sfardiyah. Yeah, Turkish. So whatever, over here, the Prisha brings down a very interesting chidush in understanding the Salacha from the Maharshal. Skip to the second paragraph. The first one is pinpulim that, you know, I want to move to the halachic section of this for now. Umorim Rabbi. By the two dots, no. So he just dropped the bomb. What did he say? The Gemara was talking about Margon. What's Margon? They're Mizalzalin. Meaning they knew about it, and what? They just didn't care too much. But nowadays, in certain places where it's just... it doesn't even exist in the minds of some people. It's mutar to buy it from the goy. Now, before you see how the Prisha understands the Maharshal, what would you infer from the Maharshal about getting it from the Jews in the same place? Why? Oh, so says the Prisha, look what he says. Morib Rabbi Mashma. The Prisha says a beautiful pshat now. in the progression of the halachot, Seif Aleph to Seif Bet. Why? What do we say in Seif Aleph? That the gzera of shechal shel akum bebet agor. But now Seif Bet is going to be talking about a place where there's a gzera on shechal, even bebet Yisrael. How so? Go ahead. One second. So what did he say? In Seif Bet, he's saying a situation in a place like where they are mizalzalim, it's going to be asur to buy from the goyim drink, even Bevet Yisrael. Because of what? Because of the hashpa'ah from the place. It might lead you to buy yayin nesach from the goy as well. Why? Because you're in a place that's mizalzalim.
Okay. Bevet al-goy is still mekelig in hashpa'ah.
Who?
He's saying the beer you're allowed to have from the goy, though? Does not Bevet Yisrael? That's not
true. No, he says you can't even have it Bevet Yisrael.
You need the marsha. You pour the marsha.
One second. There's two parts of the marsha. And there's two parts of the priest's explanation of it. Number one is the first din, the din of Gemara, where they're mezalzelim, where they're chashud. Part two is ba'avonatun harabim. Now here he comes, explains part two. Huge. Which means that nowadays, when it's not zinzul b'yayin nesich, it's just complete ignorance of the isur bichlan, and they think it's heter. So over there, there's no reason to think that me drinking the beer is going to lead to yayin nesich. And therefore what? If I buy it from goyim and take it home, we're back to what? We're back to Seif Aleph that it's mutar. What about the Bet HaGoy? You never lose the Isur of Bet HaGoy that we said in Seif Aleph, but you gain a heter that even the... Don't think that this is Domet Malguan, because Malguan knew the Isur, and there was a Zil. Over there, it's Shayach LeMigzar. But over here, it's not Shayach LeMigzar. Why? Because you don't, there's no Hashash.
Meaning nowadays, it's mutar to go and buy a beer from a Goyim and take it home.
Correct.
So the only issur would come in the case of the Gemara, that is when the Jewish people are chashudim, you're going to buy it and drink it by the Jewish people.
Correct.
I mean, it's more mekel by goy than Yehudi, like hafuch mesayivav.
Exactly. And that is exactly the Bach's problem. Yeah? Let's see what he said.
What did the Maharshal say himself in the picture of Lurk? The Maharshal just said that it's mutar to buy...
No, so the preacher was explaining... A, the first thing we were saying is the progression between Aleph and Bet. Seif Aleph was talking about a Isur of Shechar, Bevet HaGoy, and Seif Bet talks about a situation where even Bevet HaYisrael should be Asur in a place where the Mezalzel. And then he explains the Chidush of the Maharshal, where everybody's just ignorant of the law, then over there it would be Mutar, it goes back to Kadmuto, you don't have the Gzerah, and as long as you take it out of the Bet HaGoy, it would be Mutar. Now, Nun Bet, Nichtav Batzad, P.S. According to the Maharshal, Ba'avonotenu Harabim today, what would be the deen to go to such a city that everybody's ignorant of Yayin Nesach and to drink beer with them from them? What would be the halacha? Asur, because they're chasudim on Yayin Nesach. Now,
they don't know.
That's the point.
What do you think? They don't know it's more Mecca? They don't know at all. They think it's a Targum more, then there's no Zerah of Shechar. Because you're not
there's no Zerah of Shechar by the Goy, not by the Jew. That's what he's saying. That's the Bach's thing. Now, let's see what the Bach says. You have what I'm saying? You can't drink with the Jew because maybe he's going to spike your beer.
That's not why we're worried. I thought we're going to mix it with also buy their wine.
From the goy.
To the Jew. I'm talking about the Jew.
No.
I'm not going to buy beer from the Jew because I'll also buy his wine.
Okay.
But if he doesn't, I know his wine's not kosher. He doesn't know anything about Yayin Nesach. I'm never going to buy his wine.
Nevertheless, according to the Bach, he's Ma'amid, this whole Rashba, with regards to buying from a Goy, that's a Prisha. I'm talking the Prisha, Bashem Maharshal. The Prisha says that according to the Maharshal, this whole Isur applies, the whole thing is from Goyim in this area. That's the issue. He's not talking about Isur. No, look at the Bach. That's how the Bach understood the Prisha also. Look what he says. Yeah.
To
take it home. Correct.
Okay.
Why? Because what's asur? The geography. It's asur to drink beer in the confines of this city.
My house is in the city also?
Yes. No, or your hotel, whatever.
If I buy from there and go home to a different city.
That's fine. Which means this is the first part of the Prisha, and the Bach's okay with that. Yeah? That even if you take it home, it's Asur. Which part of the Prisha does the Bach not agree with? That's the second part.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now slowly read the Bach's problem with this. Vino evanti. Which means what? That why would you say this if there's a gzerah shichra tuchamra, just because they don't know they're ignorant about the isur, the gzerah should still be in effect. Rather, if that's the case, what's perusha gemara? Says the Bach. Which means he's saying that the case, the chidush is that what? The chidush of the Marshal. He's not disagreeing with the Marshal. He's disagreeing with the Prisha's understanding of the Marshal. What was the chidush of Marshal Tagid? Not that when it's a situation, like the Prisha said, that if they're completely a Jewish city that's completely ignorant, mutar liknot mehem, ma pitom, ze asur, elama.
When it's
like it was then by Mar Goan, that it's Rov Yehudim, then you can't buy from them. But even when it's... But if it's Rov Goyim... But not from the Jews. Not from the Jews.
Well, how does the Bach explain the Prisha's original, the first question the Prisha had, why the Purim brought us halacha over here? Purim brought us halacha over here doesn't have to do with Fatura, it's with the Ines.
No, so he understands like the... Yeah, Gzera, no, this is the second thing, that even Bevet Eisen would be Asur. He agrees with the first Pshat of the Marashal, the first line. He's okay with it. That over here, when you have a Magwan situation, even if you bring it home, it's Asur. Zepashutlo, that's okay. The way the Prisha feared ice, the Maharshan second feared ice. Yeah? Drove it home.
Feared ice.
Feared ice. Yeah. Anyway,
fear of ice.
Yeah. You can't explain. It's like a joke. You can't like explain jokes. Anyway, Bikitsur. So yeah. I think Central Board is gonna ban me if they find you guys speaking Yiddish, like after summer. That's it. I said at the end of the summer we have to do this thing, just like a culmination of the summer. We have to have a Shabbaton, and the Shabbaton should be in 54, and we should walk into the main sanctuary of 54 on Shabbat morning, all wearing black hats and tzitzit out.
I say Shabbaton Yiddish.
Which Shabbat?
That's because they don't want to say Shalom before Shabbat.
I think.
Like GUT. Yeah, of course. They send emails.
I don't think that they would. I'm trying to envision what would happen.
Walking to the
there would be things flying, huh? Anyways.
weiter.
Yeah. Now, Bach actually, he takes this a step further in the Kuntres Acharon. He adds over here, see what he says in the Kuntres Acharon? He brings it again. Maharuch. Morenu Harav Volk Katz. That was the preacher's name. Rabbeinu Yoshua Volk Katz. That was his name. Anyway, so they call him Maharuch. Okay? His last name, Volk. Yeah. Which means what?
Okay.
That was a big thing. That was a big thing. What did you just say, B'Shem HaKrisha? That in a place where Jews are not Nizhar, you can't buy it from Goyim, but what about an individual Jew is not Nizhar? That's okay. He says exactly the opposite of what the Bach wants to say. That's why he says, he's going to say in a moment. Which means what? According to the way the preacher understood the Marshal, in a place where it's like Margoan, over there the Gzirah is, you can't buy from the boat, lest you... Rabotai, listen, it's huge. It's huge. This is major lumbus, but in halachic form. Rabotai, listen very carefully. You know how the preacher looked at the Gzirah? You're in a place, listen to this. We didn't understand it that way to begin with from the preacher. But look at the Bach understands the preacher. You walk into a place that's like Margoan, that people are mizanzin, you are spiritually in danger of being mizanzin b'isuyay nesim. And therefore what? You can't even buy beer from a goy in such a place, lest you buy yay nesim from a goy. As a result of what? As a result of the hashpa'ah from that makom. What about actually buying beer from a local Jew who's mizanzin? That wasn't the gzirah. You can buy beer from him. The gzirah is not to buy from goyim, because you might be nichshal buying yay nesef from goyim. That's how the preacher understands.
Why would it be like that? Yeah. The Jews are not nichshal yay nesef.
Yeah.
So I can buy from them beer, but I can buy from the goyim beer.
Because yay nesef starts where?
The goy.
Ah.
But it starts, the whole problem is because of Jews. If there are no Jews there, they're not allowed.
The Jews are mizanzin.
Jews are mizanzin, so that's why there's a problem. That's the only reason the halacha comes up.
But according to the Prisha, because the Jews are mizanzin, it makes a problem, it makes a gzirah on whom on the goyim? Says the Bach, what are you talking about? It's exactly the opposite.
Explain the Prisha again.
Huh?
Explain the Prisha.
Say the Prisha.
According to the Bach.
Say. No, don't get it. Takshito. The Prisha according to...
So when you enter a place like Mark 1, that hashpah, that influence...
And therefore what? You... No! No, the Prisha says you can't buy beer from the goyim in the Margoan place. Huh?
What did he say?
That's how the Bach understands.
That law is not just shattered now.
Yes. Yes. Now, and therefore what? But he says, but you only wouldn't be able to buy it from goyim, but from a random Margoan Jew who's mizanzen himself, and you want to buy beer from him. Says the Bach b'shem Prisha ma'adin zemutah. Says the Bach. The Bach understood the priest that way. Says the Bach, what are you talking about? Yeah, go ahead.
He's asking himself what he's talking about?
He's asking on the priest.
He's asking on the way he understood the priest.
Yes. Well, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Where did he get his priest about? Where did he put this in the priest?
I guess he understood that you can only have one, because this whole thing, remember, the Rashbis considers it a shtickle gzirah l'gzirah from the Torah Tavan, right? You can only apply the gzirah one way, Jews or goyim. So the Bach understood from the Prisha that if the Prisha is saying that it should be asur to buy from Goyim, we're not going to extend that to the Jew. Goyim mutar, Goyim asur, Jews mutar. Do you understand? That's the Nekudah. That's where it starts. Because of the Jews. They brought him. Where did they bring it from? Maybe they brought it from Goyim. He'll understand. Remember, he was a guest. They brought it from Goyim and he didn't want to drink. That's how the priest is going to understand. You can only lay down the gzerah on one situation, either on the Jews or on the goyim. The Bach understood from the priest that the priest is putting it on goyim, and by default, even though the Jew, you are the problem, the Jew's mizanzen is the problem, but to buy it from him, ziyem mutar. However, says the Bach, go ahead.
Like even in the case that he's quoting, the priest, it's not like he's a guest at the goy's house. The case of the Gemara wasn't even that. We're saying that he brought it.
No, it didn't say it. Well, it doesn't matter where he's a guest. The point is, where did the beer come from? From Goyim.
Okay.
Zei asur. But if to get a beer from the Jew, zei mutar, says the Baal. Exactly. 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 Especially if you're.
It's exactly like the pre-Iskari.
Because this is going on the place.
Maybe.
Now.
Huh?
This is going on the place, not on the actual
where. The city where the Margoan type of place, yeah. So now look what he says. Adkan. Go ahead. Alken hipech.
Okay, hipech atera alpia.
Which means what? What did the Bach understand? It should be exactly the opposite. That what? The Bach's looking at it, where's the problem? The Jew's the problem. So you can't buy it from the Jew. But what? What about to buy from Goyim? To buy from Goyim should be mutar. It should always be mutar. Why? Because there's no problem. You're not ever going to buy it from... Huh? I know their yain's a sur, so I can buy from the goy. I just can't buy from the Jew himself because they're the issue.
Even at the end of the Bible, he says there's no sur buying from
Goyim. He says
what's drinking in his mouth because it's not Goyim.
Yeah,
that's. How did he even explain the Christian thing? They can't buy from Goyim. He says at the end, they're allowed to buy. No?
No, that priesthood. No. That priesthood was talking about his chidush that where it's not zilzul, it's. Only in that case. And the Baal says that case doesn't exist, if you remember. That case of completely heter, the Baal says that's not what the Maharshal ever meant. There's a lot of things going on here. You understand what I'm saying? There's two different cases. The Prisha Lashitato is saying that was in a case where they're just completely ignorant. Okay, right there. That what? This chidush of ignorance? Yeah, and what does he say? Okay, listen. Now, so we have a few machlokot of here between the Acharonim, how to understand what's going on. Maran, like the tour, is so think about it. Maran says, Makom sheyisen noagim kula b'yayin shel ovdei kochavim, af ha-shechar asur. Okay, now what does that mean? You have a taz, huh? Read the Taz for a second, Ryan. Tine Ma'omer. Read it slow because this is going to be a clincher.
After Shechar Asur, Katar Rashal, Nira Di Dafka Makom Shemekelin Kama. But I don't know that I'm going to tell you from Tine Ma'omer, but I'm going to tell you from Shechar Min Ha'ovet Kochavim, Rav Shalei Shtu,
which means that what? In a place where they're completely ignorant, you default back to which Seif? Seif Aleph. Lo Bevet Ha'ov. Okay, Vater. Okay, and that's a mamish like the prisha. The Taz is like the prisha. He doesn't even bring the prisha, but that's how the prisha understood the manasha. Right? Umur Chamizal. Okay. Now.
He's permitting if it's in a place where they just don't know.
No.
Everyone.
The Bach does not hold that makes a difference. The Bach himself. The Bach says if everybody's ignorant.
Right, so,
If everyone's ignorant, according to the Taz, he holds it's mutar, ben mi said, ben mi go.
And if everyone's not ignorant, meaning the Jews are fashud, and if Asur divides from the Jews, that is mutar from the Goyim.
Correct. Now.
Meaning everyone so far, except for the way the Bach understood the Prisha, is saying that from the Goyim is mutar.
Yes, and now it's not only the Bach, it's going to be the Shach as well. Pri Chadash as well. Yeah, Pri Chadash says like the Shach and the Bach. The Shach says, Afa Shechar, where's She Yisrael Asur, Gzera Atu Yain, Vahim Prisha Oba. Huh? Correct. Which means he's saying Pemane. Like whom? Like the Bach. Now, Ryan asked the question in the morning on the word. I want to read to you the words of the Kaf Chaim, and this will end. The Kaf Chaim is a little cryptic, but I think I figured it out. Yeah? Shach and the Pri Chadash are like the Bach. The Kaf Chaim over here in Ot Tet Zayin brings down the Shulchan Aruch. Gzera Atu Yain Shalayim, Halacha Psukafa. V'davka shechar mi Yisrael Shemuchrim him atzmam. This entire Isur is in a place like Margoan, when the Margoan Jews are selling the wine. O shekanu le'atzmam min ha'goyim, and then they're selling it. O shekanu le'tzorech ha'Yisrael, asur gzera atu yayin shenahim. Aval lishloach liknot shechan min ha'goyim, or to go purchase from the goyim himself. Pshita de'share. Who's that talking? V'chin da'at ha'bach, v'ashach, right? V'aprichadash. Udla ke'ataz, shesover de'af shechar shel goyim, asur. What's he talking about? When they're mizalzel, he's not going in the chidush of the Marashal. He's talking about, right, not the Avonotem Rabim situation. The Taz and the Prisha, in the regular situation of people being mizalzel, what would they say? It's the Taz seems to say that it would be Asur, both Israel and Goy. Remember, the Bach and the Kuntres Acharon, how did he understand the Prisha? Only, so there's actually three Shitot. Okay?
I didn't understand the Taz to say that both from Goyim and Yehudim is Asur. We said Taz holds that Goyim is always Mutar.
No.
That's only if they don't know anything about it.
That's ignorance.
They don't know anything about it, then it's Mutar about Pepper.
Yes, and what's he going on? Zilzul.
And if they know, and then Mezalzel, it's Asur from the Yehudim, it's Mutar from the Goyim. That's what we just said.
Prisha.
The Taz to say both Asur.
Yes. 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 That's Pshat.
Where did he say that?
That's what he understood. That's how he understood, based on his words, which means. Okay. Say there. Say the three shitot. Let's say the three shitot. We have this case. Talk to me three shitot over here. And la'alacha ul ma'aseh, the kafachayim, the v'chitzedeh, they all go, like the shach, the bach, the pichadash, la'akim, especially over here, since it's not, first of all, is this asul midina? Not so clear. Could only be asul mita'am gzira. So, yesh la'akil badaber hazeh. Tell me three shitot over here and how to understand the sugya. Go for it.
The bach and the shach, they're in a place where there's azel.
Okay.
And
what about a place where they're just ignorant? They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't have such a mitziut. Okay.
Shach
and Bach. It's asur to buy from the Jews who made it or who bought it for you or sent it to you. But if you buy it or you send somebody to buy from the goyim, zeyeh mutar, as long as it's not bevet goy. That's the shita mekila biyotin. That's the most mekil shita. What's the middle shita? The middle shita is how the Bach understood the Prisha.
Oh, the weird one. The opposite.
Yeah, which is what? In what case?
Whenever
they're mizalzel, that from the that it's mutar to, it's asur to buy from the goy, but from the yid it would be mutar. Okay? And the most machmir shita is what? Is this Taz, the most machmir shita is the Taz, who also, the Taz seems to be going bad bevad with the Prisha. And yet there's this chidush over here, that the Taz says that in a place where it's mezelzim, it's assumed both to buy from the Jew and from the Goy. However, there is such a kula that if it's not zizul, it's just complete ignorance, what? Then it's mutar from everybody. And the Bach says there's no such mitzvah. Understand? Clear as mud. In that case. What if they're not ignorant? What if they're mizalzim?
He said when they're mizalzim, they
would make it
like
me. Nope. That's where the Kafachaim says you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meaning from the Jews.
Correct.
But from the non-Jews it'd be mutar.
Both. Asu heker across the board.
That's not the Gemara. The Gemara says from the Jews.
Didn't say that. Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said when Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna was there, he didn't drink.
He took two extremes. He said whenever they're ignorant, it's mutar from everyone. Whenever they're mezalzel, it's asur from everyone.
Exactly. That's how I understood the Gzira. Precisely like that. Now, is that subject to debate? 100%. Is bezeh shlosha shitot. And if shel haker, kedata mekilim.
So is it the most lenient opinion, the shach?
The Shach and the Bach, which is how we go, which is, first of all, they don't agree that there's such a thing of complete, obviously there's such a mitzvah, but they don't hold that the halakha changes for a situation when everybody is just ignorant. Now, let's go in a situation where they're not ignorant, they're just mezalzel be'isur yayin nesef, it'll be asur to buy it from the Jews because they are sibat agzira, but to buy it from goyim and bring it home will be completely mutar, just like in Seif Amit. Understand? It's not, you know.
We haven't seen like this anywhere that the Jews are all ignorant, or maybe not anymore.
Could be. No, but the Baal also says, he also, in order for that Gzirah to take effect, even according to the Rashba, it has to be a city that's Rov Yehudim, or Kulam Yehudim, like Margon. But, it, yeah, no. But nowadays... Correct. Correct. The Taz understood like the Maharsha and like the Prishna. It's interesting. Each one is pulling in this direction, but you know, you have license to do that when the words of the Rishonim and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are vague. So that leaves license to the Achronim to kind of take the halacha and bend it towards your direction. Tov Rabotai, Adkan.
Slav Haram. So let's say that place that the majority was Jews.
Yeah.